The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Good afternoon, Rolien. I want to jump straight in because there's a lot of news happening in Israel. Let's talk about the fallout from Jeremy Corbyn. What's the story?
And yesterday, in a press conference to members of the media, Jeremy Corbyn was quizzed as to why he did not take the opportunity when questioned by Andrew Weil of the BBC the other night to apologize to the Jewish community for anti-Semitism within the Labour Party. And his excuse was, "I've already apologized." And I don't know if Jezza just really is stupid or if he doesn't care or if he's not getting the memo, but, you know, it is now overwhelming that the chief rabbi, the council, or the Church of England, the Hindu Council of the United Kingdom, the British Muslim Council have all excoriated him for anti-Semitism. They've all firmly backed the chief rabbi, and it's very, very out of the remit of a rabbi to engage in partisan politics. But it is, the situation is such that the Jews of the UK are finding themselves kind of politically homeless at the moment, and he is simply refusing to apologize. I think the only person who's relieved, or maybe the only two people who are relieved out of this interview is either Prince Andrew and Boris Johnson, because he's scoring an own goal for the Tory party. And I think Prince Andrew is a little relieved it takes the pressure off him. But in all seriousness, the dominoes seem to keep on falling for Jeremy Corbyn. And earlier today, our President Rivlin meeting with Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis, who, by the way, hails from Southern Africa. He's a good old Southern African guy, and firmly saying that, you know, we need to do something to fight anti-Semitism. But we're just a couple of weeks away from a major election in the United Kingdom, and major concerns around the world as to where politics in the UK are heading. And our Prime Minister Netanyahu also weighing in, saying that should the Labour Party be successful and Jeremy Corbyn become Prime Minister, we could basically kiss the security cooperation between the two countries goodbye. Netanyahu saying he doesn't see cooperation lasting for very much longer should Corbyn be the Prime Minister. And that is pretty serious if you consider that Israel has a tremendous record with cooperation with many countries, including the United Kingdom, but also sharing vital intelligence that has prevented terror attacks from taking place on UK soil.
Rolien, apparently Mike Pompeo, U.S. Secretary of State to Morocco, is pushing to Morocco. U.S. Secretary of State is visiting Morocco and is going to push for normalization of relationships with Israel.
Well, I have to say that today has been quite a landmark day for good news. So one of the big news stories is that the Secretary of State is off to Morocco next week. He will meet King Mohammed in Rabat. And one of the issues on the agenda is the normalization of ties with Israel. You know, Morocco does play quite a significant role in the region. And it's quite extraordinary because I know I had on the agenda, none of my agenda is hidden, guys, on the agenda to talk about a Saudi journalist who, after visiting Israel, has gone back and said, you know, it's time to push for normalization with Saudi. He loves Israel. He loves the Jewish people. And over the course of the last couple of months, we've spoken quite extensively about the warming of ties between Israel and several Arab countries, including Bahrain. We had, although not in any official capacity, we had representatives at the Manama conference to discuss the U.S.'s peace to prosperity proposal, or prosperity to peace proposal. There's a lot of peas in there. the United Arab Emirates saying that they welcome visitors holding Israeli passports to the Expo 2020 next year, which will take place for 6 months. And they hope that many Israelis and Israeli passport holders will continue to visit the Gulf state long after the Expo has ended. So I think we are seeing a significant warming of ties in the region.
One can only hope. Another good news story today, apparently Germany banning Hezbollah.
Yes, this is quite an extraordinary announcement from Germany in the last couple of hours that they will designate Hezbollah as a terror organization. This is the whole organization. There are some countries like the Netherlands, like France, that consider Hezbollah a terror organization, the entire organization. There are other countries that only regard the military wing as a terror organization, but for the most part, Germany will ban them, and they will announce this formally in a conference next week. So a significant move, especially from Germany, and especially at a time where Germany has been criticized for allowing levels of anti-Semitism to rise quite alarmingly, and Berlin being called the capital of anti-Semitism in Europe. So this is a significant announcement coming from Germany.
A story that you're going to have to help me out with, because it didn't, I haven't seen this anywhere. Knesset bill to end UNRWA what?
Okay, so Nir Barkat, who is the former mayor of Jerusalem, he's also a Likud MK. He's also married to a South African, which proves everybody smart people marry South Africans. Am I right?
It's spot on. Spot on.
Well, anyway, he has proposed a Knesset bill which will seek an end to all operations in Israel for UNRWA. UNRWA is the UN Relief Works Agency that has taken a lot of flack in the last couple of years for allowing the incitement of hatred against Israel in Palestinian textbooks during times of high conflagration, like during Cast Lead. They allowed for the stockpiling of weapons in their schools and in their hospitals. And who can forget the scandal that has happened over the last couple of months, where the head of UNRWA in the region, Pierre Krachenbühl, has been forced to resign because of allegations of harassment, nepotism, bribery, and such. So Nir Barkat has put forward the proposal. He says that UNRWA keep on encouraging incitement. Their very existence propagates conflict, that money or funding towards UNRWA could go to the UN High Commission for Refugees, which would take care of refugees all around the world. But that UNRWA is almost perpetuating not just conflict, but a state of refugee or victimhood status for the Palestinians.
And then very quickly, what's the latest developments in the cobbling together of a coalition?
To quote Bart Simpson, ay, caramba. We have various heads of high-tech companies and other major businesses calling for Netanyahu to step down and focus on his legal issues, and Lieberman a little earlier saying that he would have joined the Netanyahu government if he agreed to compromise. And Moshe Yaalon, the former defense minister, also a member of the Kahol V'Lavan party, saying earlier today that there's no way Kahol V'Lavan will actually join a coalition unless Netanyahu is acquitted. So we have less than 2 weeks to go, and very, very, very tense as we head towards the final finish line.
Rolene Marks, as always, thank you so much for your input, and Shabbat Shalom, and look forward to speaking to you the whole of next week.
Shabbat Shalom,
guys. God bless.
God bless.